Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Serena Williams, date of birth 1/10/1978, date of procedure December 27, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Emilio Sanchez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polytectomy, and cold biopsies. Description procedure, indications are dysphagia, acid reflux, screening for colorectal cancer. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period, or well lubricated lymphoid or gastric slopes introduced into the esophagus and immense under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex view is obtained, the cardia period, air reception from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position period. A digital rectal exam is normal period. A well-lubricated lymphoidal colonoscope is introduced into the rectum. Men's in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retroflex view is obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, 2-3-2 period. Retroflex view was obtained of... Oh, sorry, when we said that. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, next slide. The proximate and metastasis appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Next line. Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of a Schottky's ring that was widely patent. This ring was disrupted in all four quadrants with double biopsies. Next line, there was a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. The entirety of the esophagus was widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was... an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained in the bulb and D2 for histology. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polytectomy. please change that to there were 3 diminutive sessile descending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polytectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectosigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polytectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polytectomy. Next line, there were 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was a wart-like growth below the dentate line, which appeared like a condyloma. Cold biopsies were obtained for histology. Photo documentation was obtained. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, assess response to disruption of the Schottky's ring. Next line, recommend pepsid 20 milligrams nightly. As patient notes, most of her reflux symptoms occur at night. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology from the wart-like growth noted. If this is a condyloma, would recommend referral to colorectal surgery. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.